Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you guys are all here to worship. We're going to jump right into announcements because there's a lot of them. If you didn't know, it's not in there, but the congregational meeting to discuss the building project, proposed building project, is this after 12, after Sunday school. So stick around for that. We'll try to get going pretty quickly right after Sunday school. So meet right in here. There'll be a table set up for all that kind of stuff and sign in and do all that stuff. Anybody can show up, but only members can vote, obviously. So just make note of that, and if you'd like to be here, that'd be great. This Saturday, April 18th, is a baby shower for Aaron and Zach Sivasma. I don't think Zach's going to be here. I would not assume that, but, you know, I never know. But come and celebrate with them. That's at 2 here at the church. It'd be great if you could do that, and they're registered on Amazon. Church membership class is April 19th and the 26th, so that's next week, and then the week after that. If there's an issue with those dates or anything and you're really interested in membership, we can try to work something out as far as that goes, but we'll run over that stuff in the library in there. So if you got any questions, you can come talk to me and we can get something like that figured out. Ladies event, the Sweetness of Celebration, is May 8th. I don't know much about it, so... if you have any questions, go talk to Jolene, and you can read in there. Katie Wilkin will be here to speak and do some desserts, and hopefully there'll be leftovers, so because she does really good. Graduation Sunday, and our college graduates on May 3rd, we're going to honor our high school graduates along with our college graduates as well. You can get that information and who's graduating and all that stuff to April, so we can get that together. For that day. Short-term missions funding, those sheets are still out there. If you'd like to do that, get that turned in before May 3rd. And then also Victory Center Bible Camp has some openings still, and the church is still sponsoring kids to go. So if you're looking to do that, there's sheets out there. There's a little flyer showing what camps they have and stuff like that. You can get online and get registered for that. And our VBS sign-up sheet is still out there as well. And we need your help with that. But we also need your shirt sizes because I got to design a shirt and order shirts and get those here and made before a couple weeks yet. So it's coming quick. So if you could do that, that would be awesome. So that's all I got for announcements this morning. We're going to go to our call to worship, which is from Colossians 1, 13 and 14. He says, "He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins."
Good morning. Let's take our hymnals, stand, and sing together number 531, Satisfied. 531.
Satisfies my longings through his
to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see them here this morning.
We have a number of updates and prayer requests to share with you this morning. So if you'd like to follow along on your prayer sheet, you can get that out. But several follow-ups from things that were sent by email this past week. Rocky Oakley is doing very well. They're not here in church today because they're with family in Falkton. But Cindy said he's doing great. He is supposed to take it easy for 2 to 4 weeks. So pray that he would do that. It's not easy for a farmer to do at this time of year, probably. But continue to pray for Rocky. Larry Van Zee had an appointment on Friday, and it sounds like relatively easily doable things that they suggested for him. So just pray that he will wear the compression socks he's supposed to and adjust his bed the way they suggested, and pray that that will be helpful in alleviating some of the discomfort that he's had in his legs. And then Bob Ohm does need a bypass and valve replacement, but they cannot do that until he has an infected tooth removed. So be praying for Bob and that he can get all of that taken care of. Mike Bryan started chemotherapy on Friday, so be praying for Mike and pray that that would be successful and pray that he'll have minimal side effects. Continue to pray for Miranda Bode also as she goes through her chemo treatments. And Lucas Hall will, Lord willing, he will be coming home tomorrow. So that is a big praise that he will be finally home after 2.5 weeks in the hospital. But he will continue to be on an IV antibiotic for the next 2 to 3 weeks. So pray that that he will be a good patient for Megan as she administers that to him. But pray also that he'll be careful to not overdo it as he gets back home. I'm sure he's anxious to get back to life as normal as possible. And just a reminder that we will, after the message this morning, we'll be taking a love offering for the Halls. And if you want to write a check, you can make it out to the church, and then that'll all get given to the Halls to help. He's been in hospital for 2.5 weeks, so quite probably quite the sizable medical bills. And then a praise, the Van Vurens have welcomed a son, Benaya Peter, on Thursday. So congratulations to the Van Vurens. And there is an email did go out about a meal train sign up for them. If you'd like to help provide meals for the Van Vurens, you can find that link in your email. If you don't get the church emails and you want to know about that, you can talk to April. So lots of things to pray about and a lot of things to be thankful for as well. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the beautiful sunshine outside. We thank you for the beauty of your creation. And especially this time of the year as things start to green up and we see the just life seems to be coming back around in so many different ways, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the praise of the arrival of a new life with Benaya being born this week, and we pray for his health and for Kelly, and we pray that you would just be with their family as they adjust to having another member of their family, and we pray that he will grow strong physically, and pray that you'd work in his life. And when he is old enough to understand, we pray that he would make a choice to accept Christ as his Savior. We thank you for the way that you are at work and the different prayer requests that we've shared and the different people with health needs. We thank you that Lucas will hopefully be able to come home tomorrow. We pray that that will happen as planned, and we pray that you would continue to be with his recovery. We pray that the antibiotics would be successful and continue to get rid of all of that infection that he's been fighting. And we just pray that for the Hall family, and we thank you for watching over them over these past 2.5 weeks as Lucas has been in the hospital. Thank you that Rocky is doing well after having the procedure that he had this past week as well. And we pray that he will be mindful to not overdo it, and that he will completely recover also from that procedure. We pray for Bob. We thank you that doctors are able to figure out exactly what they need to do. And now we pray that he'll be able to get that infected tooth removed so that he can have the valve replacement that he needs, and pray that all of that can happen soon. And for Larry also, thank you that he was able to see the doctor, and thank you that it sounds like there's not anything too major that needs to be done. We just pray that he'll be able to do what the doctor suggested, and pray that it will be successful in helping to take care of the discomfort and pain that he's had in his legs. And for Mike Bryan and for Miranda Bode, we pray for them with their chemotherapy treatments. We pray that they're successful, and we pray for minimal side effects for both of them. We also continue to pray for the Van Zee family and the Fanning and Moeller family with the passing of Kenny and Lana, and with the services that were had this past week. We pray for continued encouragement and comfort for them. We thank you for this church, and we thank you for all the different ministries and opportunities that we have here to serve. And we thank you for the different activities that we're able to provide. We pray that you would continue to be with our youth group. We pray for volunteers to help with Vacation Bible School. It seems like that's a ways off, but it's really not too far into the future. And we just pray that we'll get the helpers that are needed for that to be a successful event. We pray that you would be with our congregational meeting this afternoon. We thank you for the need that is being considered to expand the space in our church building, and we pray that you would be with the meeting today. We pray for unity among the congregation, and pray that whatever is decided, that it will be decided in a spirit of unity and then moving forward in unity. We thank you also for the missionaries that we are able to support. And we think especially this month of the Mains and for the work that they're involved in at the Christian school, and also Reuben and his opportunities he has to speak in churches. We pray for continued provision for their needs and guidance in their responsibilities. We pray that you would just continue to bless their work there. And for finances, we thank you for your provision for our needs and for the resources you've entrusted us with. For the offering that we're about to receive, we ask that you will bless those who give, and that you will help us to use those resources wisely in the ministries of our church and the ministries that we're able to support through our church. And we pray that you will just be honored and glorified in everything that we do this morning. We pray that you would be pleased with our worship, and that we would be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning in our time together. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Good morning. Thank you, Janelle. That was beautiful. I'd love to listen to those little kids on that video, but I don't understand a single word that they said. But it was really joyful and full of love. So welcome this morning. Welcome. It's April. It's time for the grass to turn green, for God to show us new growth, and for us to turn around and love him back. We're going to sing with him this morning. We're going to love him and sing him in music. Please stand. Come join us.
I will follow. Ooh.
day is coming, and it will be a glorious day. Please sit as we sing the last song, The Power of Your Love. In this song, it says, let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. And Lord, I've come to know the weakness I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love, his love. He gave his son for you and me to die a horrible death so that we can be in heaven. Let's sing to him this morning.
Power of your love.
Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your love for us, for the gift of your Son. We pray that we would be attentive to what you have to say to us through your word this morning. Amen.